It is time to wake up now.
Wake up! Dawn sleeping alive for me!
Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind.
Go yourself.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
With lots of love and a hearty, how you doing this morning, neighbor? It's the John and Gordy Show, only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Okay, we will.
And
what a
happy
beautiful,
Monday.
Horrible morning. It's a little cloudy out there, huh?
A little. Yeah, like overcast. Yeah.
But muggy.
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Hey, wait a minute.
Oh,
what's
hi.
That voice?
It's the John and Gordy Show with Catherine Lake. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
Unbelievable. What a surprise this morning.
I just showed up.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's the way we do things.
That's exactly it.
If people show up, they're on the air with us.
Yeah, that's right. Things are going to change around here.
Everybody's
starting to take off clothes over here. Whoa. It's hot in the studio.
Wow.
It's good thing we don't have the camera on you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What the hell? You've got a bikini?
This way, all the way through the show.
Okay.
Don't bother tuning into YouTube. You're not going to see it. I'm going to stay over here.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
You're going to be the disembodied
voice.
Yes,
right,
sorry.
But not so much disembodied because you can see me.
Yeah, we have Catherine Lake with us, and we have our guest producer this morning, Luke Mathers, is with us. Good morning, Luke.
Morning, Gordy. How are we doing?
So far, so good, but it's early yet, you know, just a couple of minutes into the show.
Early? What are you talking about? It's a couple hours into my workday already.
Is it really? Good.
Wow.
He gets up really early and knows how to prepare.
He does.
We're still working on it.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure it out.
Well, I think that's why everybody's here, right? So resuscitate the show, right?
Yes. We're fixing everything. It's going to be all different
Hang on.
Now.
Yeah. I do have one critique.
Right. Already?
It's the Abandoned by Sam show. I think
what?
It's the Saved by Luke show.
Oh!
Come on.
Nice.
Oh,
you're right. Wait, we have subtitles for these things.
Right. I didn't put it on the rundown. Somebody else did.
Scripts. Okay. I can't follow all this. There's a lot of paper. I didn't get in here until 5:15. I don't understand all this.
See, I'm a Google Doc fan, so I didn't need to print it off, but multiple people printed it off for me still.
Multiple people printed it off for you. Awesome.
It's all good.
This is going to be good.
So rise and shine, shake a leg up, and Adam, here we go. For Monday, the last Monday of July, right?
Is it?
Yeah. It is.
Well,
yeah.
It's already
almost August.
It's the 29th
Thursday
of July.
Thursday is the 1st.
Yeah.
You know, is it my old age? I really cannot keep track of the dates.
Yeah, it's old age.
That is
Welcome
old age.
Welcome to our world.
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
Shoot, are you dragging me into my 70s?
See, that's why my Gen Z kid gets up first thing in the morning. Actually, still up.
Yeah.
He came up and had a discussion with me this morning, and we're talking about Deadpool and Wolverine.
I've got that as a story. They're cameos. They saw it, huh?
Yeah.
They went to Marcus Theaters
they actually didn't. No.
They saw it somewhere else.
Do not talk about that. Mm. They went to Marcus Theaters and enjoyed a
No,
sure. Okay.
We're going to Marcus Theaters tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
When we always go on a Tuesday when it's less expensive.
You're
but
so
for the
smart.
Family... And I forced them to go to the movie theaters. You know, my son saw it, illegal versions of it that people go in and they record it on their cameras.
They don't condone such things and they would never
do
it themselves.
On their phones. They record it and then they play it back. Now,
terrible
it's a
people.
Horrible version of
horrible.
It. And I keep asking them, how can you watch anything in that kind of quality? You can't.
No.
Yeah.
You can't appreciate any movie if you don't have a centered speaker for the voice.
Oh
right,
my God.
Gordy?
That's exactly right, sure.
I don't really care, but that's
okay.
But it's clear, right? I mean, as long as the picture is clear.
As long as it's in focus,
there you go.
Most things are okay.
They watch movies on their phones, for goodness sakes. That's my daughter does. Now, she's not a...
Really?
Your kids are millennials.
Z's.
Oh, they're Z's?
Oh, yeah.
So what is my 14-year-old? Is she an alpha?
She's an alpha.
Alpha.
Yeah. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're naming them two. I know. You Gen really Alpha. Want to get to structure.
No, that's
We're
okay.
interrupting
no,
Gordian
you guys keep
structure.
Going. That just makes it easier for me. I'll just sit back and take a nap. Be good. We should get to the weather for this morning, because a lot of people want to know, you know, what it's like out there, even though they all have windows and they can look for themselves. They can
wow.
could see that it's cloudy and we're at 71 degrees. Hey, let's get the weather lottery ball machine fired up here. Luke, if you could do that, push the button.
Perfect.
We'll get the first
Beautiful.
Ball coming up here. See what the afternoon high will be today. The first ball coming up is a 7.
All right, let's All see right. what the second ball
It's dropping. Going around. Here we go.
It's
an 8. So our high will be 78 today. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
well, you know, Luke. We should get a machine that. Here that can predict the humidity levels, because that's what bothers me more than anything.
Really humid today.
It's going to be pretty humid all week long, and they're talking about showers and thunderstorms. We'll talk to Brittany Berlow a little bit later on and get the inside on the outside.
I trust you. I trust you, too.
Are we getting rain anytime soon?
It's in the forecast, yes.
It actually was drizzling just a little bit here and there. Yeah.
Oh, I walked here. It wasn't drizzling when I walked here.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Well,
to
my windshield can't lie.
No. I trust your windshield.
All right. Let's get to the National Day calendar if we can here, because this is important stuff. People rely on it each and every day.
You can
cue the music up here, and Luke will get going. Is it or is it not National Lipstick Day? Or is it National Tire Tread Day? Is it Chicken Wing Day? Or not? Or is it lasagna day or not? What do we think here?
It's not lasagna day. I got that. I know that for sure.
Well, actually, you're wrong. It is
what?
Lasagna day. Yes, it is.
I believe it's also lasagna month. So this is the day to have lasagna.
Ah.
I like lasagna.
I did not know that.
Yeah. July is lasagna appreciation month.
What?
It gets its own month, the month of July.
I think it's also ice cream month, too.
Hey, every month should be an ice cream month during President Joe Biden's term.
You seem very familiar with lasagna month. It's a big day at the
Mathers restaurant. I just heard it recently, and it stuck with me. That's
stuck with
all.
You. All right.
Catherine, do you have a guess of which day it is not today?
It is not lipstick day.
It is lipstick day.
Holy
so
smokes.
You are also wrong.
Yeah.
Luke, I think you probably know by now what day it is not. But you want me to run down the list again? Lipstick day, chicken wing day, lasagna day, or tire tread day?
I can't imagine that tired treads have their own day.
Ding, ding, ding.
Is that your answer?
I'm going to go with tire treads.
You are correct, sir. Our guest producer, Luke Mathers, has got it right. It is not National Tire Tread Day.
Did you say that the first time through? I don't remember that.
I did say it, but you just weren't paying attention.
I would not. Have picked the one I picked.
Yeah,
having heard Tire Tread Day. I mean, obviously,
I said it. I snuck it in there. It was
sure
under the radar.
You sure did. Wow.
National Lipstick Day today encourages you to wear your best color. For some lipstick, you know, what color are you wearing today,
Why?
John?
Would you have been talking about this if I were
really
here?
Just pink.
Would you be going into the lipstick?
Of
course you would.
Whether sheer or light, dark or bright, National Lipstick Day calls for all kinds of lipstick. You know, throughout the ages, controversy surrounded lipstick.
Oh, yeah?
British Parliament banned it in 1770, call it a devilish attempt to trick men into marriage.
Because you guys are all about the lipstick.
There you go.
That must be it. I don't know.
In some circles, lipstick was associated with witchcraft. Occasionally, lipstick contained poisonous materials.
Are you still talking about lipstick, really?
Okay, we'll move on. Chicken wing day.
Poisonous
this
material
is
in lipstick?
About. Chicken wings?
I would do that.
What's that?
I would poison somebody with my lips, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, they do that in the spy movies.
I'd try that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It's National Chicken Wing Day, encouraging you to get a frenzy of dipping in sauce. Tasting with our chicken wings.
What? All right.
With so many choices, be sure to pace yourself, because there are a lot of wings to be enjoyed. I've never really been into chicken wings.
Well, I don't understand them. What? No,
messy,
I don't understand them.
And they're gooey.
I love
bones
them.
Involved. I don't like that.
The only thing I like is watching somebody who really knows them and understands them eat them, because when you really know chicken wings, you can clean them like a, I don't know what. They just suck
exactly.
on it and just bloop, yep. take it off. I don't understand.
Well,
that.
They're also go ahead.
There was what is it? Steak and lube.
What are you talking about now?
Quaker Steak and Lube. Yeah,
we don't have them in the area anymore.
What?
But
no. What are you talking?
Quaker Steak and Lube had the best chicken wings around.
I never heard of that.
They were out on the west side for a while.
Yeah, they left. No, well, there's one on Monroe Street. No, no, not Monroe. Regent, I believe.
Regent? Oh, there is?
I believe there's still one
That'd
down
be a good
on
place
Regent.
For it.
Oh,
I'll
have to check that out.
It's an all right spot. There's... Go to your best dive bar, and you're going to find some good chicken wings there. Okay. That's where you got to go.
They're also known as buffalo wings, hot wings, or just wings. Each of us, get this, eats about 290 chicken wings per year.
Wow.
290?
That sounds
that
about right.
That seems a little...
Somebody's eating twice that, because I don't eat any. So somebody is out there
skewing
the data. We had them for dinner last week. We ate them,
For dinner?
Yeah, dinner.
Well, sure, that makes sense.
I thought they were a snack.
Hmm. Well, don't they have buffalo wings... A restaurant right down at State Street?
Yeah,
they used to.
Yeah, they did.
But,
so that's another place to go.
State Street Brats has some good ones. Uh-huh. But Chicken Licks, this place out in Sun Prairie.
Mm.
Little dive bar, hole-in-the-wall place.
Yeah.
Best chicken wings.
Yeah.
So we used to do a remote in the 90s with one of my many radio stations that I worked at Buffalo Wild Wings and WEC. It was called BW3.
Okay.
Did you know that?
No,
did you remember
I remember
that.
No. What?
They used to call it BW3.
Yes.
Buffalo Wild Wings and WEC. WEC is the beer apart, I guess, right?
Where was that? Do you remember where that place was?
It was on State
Street? Okay.
I think.
Interesting.
I don't remember that one.
Okay.
But, you know, the controversy now is, what, do you want the bones in it or you want the
boneless?
Oh, well, that's no choice. Well, of course you don't want the bones in there.
You know, I don't mind having the bones in it. But
I prefer the flats, the traditional flats.
They're called flats?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
because then you have drummies, too. So there's flats and there's drummies.
That's true, the drummies.
The drummies.
What language are you talking?
Well, they have drumstick.
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 The wing
part is a drumstick.
Okay.
Because there's two parts of the wing. There's the connects it to the body, which is the drummy. And then you got the flap of the
wing. Are you on screen now doing that?
I am.
Okay, very good. I want to make sure everybody can see that on YouTube.
We're looking on YouTube.
We're looking at your wing. Okay. Excellent.
Hey, let's get to National Lasagna Day so we can wrap up this
National Day
calendar.
Oh, my God,
you're so
efficient.
This is what it's supposed to be.
Well, you know, that's what we do. National Lasagna Day. We encourage everyone to enjoy at least one version of the delicious layers of noodles and sauces and cheeses and whatever else your heart desires in the idea of lasagna. I love lasagna, but it has to be just right. You know?
What do you mean
if it's burnt? If it's overcooked.
Well, it should be crispy on top.
Oh, I like
a little bit of crispy.
Yeah.
So I like it overdone.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be caramelized. The cheese on top has to be caramelized.
Yes.
But, you know, get rid of the noodles. Noodles aren't great for you. So you put in lasagna strips.
Oh.
I mean, not lasagna strips, zucchini strips.
Okay. Oh,
use that for noodles instead.
Your vegan lasagna.
Yeah. Hey, for the history books today, NASA was created in 1968. Way back in 68.
I was going to say, we were on the moon at some point.
1954, Lord of the Rings was published, and in 1966 or 67, The Doors hit number one with Light My Fire. That's a great song.
They made a movie series of Lord of the Rings.
It did, yes.
Did you see that?
It's 18 minutes past the hour, cloudy, 71 degrees. We're coming back with more of the John and Gordy and Catherine and Luke show. It's
I'm very
all
stressed.
Coming your way
very
right
stressed.
Here. WMDX.
Whatever.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy, along with Catherine Lake, Luke Mathers in the producer booth this morning. What a great song this was.
You just mentioned it.
Dumpster
fire. How convenient. You just mentioned the song, and then Luke just plays it. Isn't that how it works here?
Yes.
Come on, light my dumpster fire.
That's it. So,
hi.
All right. Everybody have a good weekend. We were at the big Atwood Fest. That was fun times.
Well, I love that, actually.
It
was
bands.
Perfect weather.
Yep.
Well, Saturday was a little warm.
It was breezy in some spots, but where we were sitting with to tell the truth booth, whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah. That was
it was a little warm there, you know.
A little heated.
Because there wasn't any air circulation at all. But other than that,
We should bring the fan like you have here.
Yeah. That would have been there. Good.
That would have been, yeah, you lost it. You couldn't do
it. Well, there were a lot of, I had been there for 3 or 4 hours and it was starting to get overheated. And then all the smells of the food from next door.
Okay.
You know what? I'm reliving that experience right now.
That is not, he's not feeling good now.
I had to run to the porta potty.
I think it was the shirts.
It was the shirts.
Yes.
You're blaming the shirts?
The t-shirts that they gave everybody who worked there, the vendors.
Yes. Yeah.
Those t-shirts were designed where they had the insignia on the front, and it was a huge insignia.
For the Atwood Fest.
Yes, and it created a hot spot on your chest.
What are you talking about?
No,
I think you're right.
Very hot underneath that insignia.
Seriously.
Yeah, you have to have some breathing room. It can't be a solid object. It can't be a solid
picture.
You were
wearing like a piece of plastic.
Yes, on your chest.
On your chest, making your heart flutter.
I guess so.
I think that's part of it.
Yeah, I had to leave a little early. But then Sunday, I guess everything went off okay, but it seemed like they were going to get showers and thunderstorms. But most of that avoided the area.
I think it did.
Everything got, you know, everything
went
well.
You know? Okay. I went back on Sunday,
Yeah.
Briefly, very briefly.
Yeah, so good for that. And what else happened? The Olympic Games. Anybody watching the Olympics? Oh. I don't ever watch them.
I was so outraged by the opening ceremonies that I just could not watch. After that,
there's a big controversy about the opening. That's all we watched.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's all you could take.
Well, you're into sports, right?
Oh, I love sports, but this is 100% my wife. She loves all things Olympics. So therefore, next 2 weeks, I will be watching a lot of Olympics.
So I heard,
we watched table tennis yesterday. We watched water polo. We watched archery, and I got to watch the women's soccer. So that was great because I do like the soccer is a good one. So
how about the women's rugby? Did you watch that?
Did not watch any of that, though.
That was...
I saw a special on that.
Couldn't believe that.
It's the same rules. It's rough and tumble.
Same rules, right? Yeah.
As the men's?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I heard two things about the opening ceremony, that Celine Dion climbed on top of the Eiffel Tower to sing her song.
She was already up there, so I didn't see her climb. But okay. I also can't report that she didn't climb. Okay. I just know that she was up there to sing.
And then the other part that I heard, there was big controversy, and there's all kinds of articles about this. They had a portrayal of the Last Supper somehow. Which wasn't.
No,
you don't think so.
It wasn't the Last Supper.
Well, is it or is it not?
It is not.
Really?
Let me disabuse you of that entire thing. The organizers, the organizers did not have that in mind. As a matter of fact, they may even have a Da Vinci, not Da Vinci, the Apostles. What's really silly about this? Yeah. Just to catch you all up.
They have
a scene depicted in the opening ceremony. There's dancers. There's a blue guy on a plate surrounded by fruit. He looked like the guy that the animated genie.
Oh yes.
Right? That's what he looked like to me. I thought that was what they were doing.
Okay.
He's naked, nearly naked, and he's on a dinner plate, and there are drag queens around him.
Yes.
So they had to really stretch to find 17 drag queens.
And it was a celebration.
By the way, there are only 12 apostles, so therefore the numbers don't even work out.
All right. It was Greek mythology.
Yes.
That's what it was all about.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I believe there's the whole bit of that part of the ceremony was that the paintings in the Louvre came alive.
Yes.
Oh, so okay. I don't know.
There's like thousands and thousands of paintings in that museum. So I don't know which ones were all being depicted, but I'm not an art history major.
Neither am I.
Yeah.
And well, by the way, it's not in the Bible. The Last Supper is not a biblical thing.
Feast of Dionysus.
Yes.
It's a vision that Da Vinci had, right?
It's just a painting.
It's just an idea. Right. The Last Supper.
The Feast of the Gods is what they thought maybe it looked more like.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the Gods of Olympus, the Feast of the Gods, painted by Dutch artist Jean van Bilhut in the 17th century.
Gesundheit.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
At the center is Apollo. Not Jesus.
Apollo. Okay, well, I'm glad we got that all straightened out.
I'm just saying.
This morning at the Olympics, they're talking about they're not going to swim in the Seine River today because there's too much sewage or crap flying around in there.
E. coli.
Is E. coli, is that
that's what they were testing?
So they
they've spent more than $1 billion to clean up that river, and it's not clean enough yet.
A billion? Come on.
I could be wrong, but I believe billion.
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh. But then there were I don't know, terrorists. I'm going to use the wrong word there, but they were bad people pooping in it, sending poop back into
yes,
it.
Yes, that's what terrorists do, though.
They, I was going to say, the Parisians said we didn't want our river clean, so we didn't ask for this. So they were kind of fighting fire with something else, I guess.
That's what they did.
That was, we were in Paris last year for the honeymoon while this was going on, and there was a whole aspect of...
We don't want to clean our
locals
river.
Locals are like, why are you affecting the Parisness of our river? Like,
flora and fauna?
Yeah. That's good. It was the whole thing.
That's a funny story. And that they showed up and the trains weren't working.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, right. All the trains, there was some sort of sabotage or something going on.
Another Microsoft update?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So hopefully they've gotten all that straightened out. So
I can tell you right off the top of my head, we haven't said the time, temperature, or our names even once in this entire segment.
Okay. Well, I'd like to remain anonymous.
I think the boys started the segment with
it's better that way. Yeah, it's John and Gordy, you know, just like always here at 6 a.m., 6:27 now, and 71 degrees. We'll get into the upper 70s today, maybe showers and thunderstorms along the way. And I do want to mention this portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's East or West Sides or online at verlo.com.
That sounds fantastic, you know.
I think it's great.
Well, I'm just preparing to see...
What? Are you going to see a movie this week?
Deadpool tomorrow. I'm just preparing for that. We're going to see Deadpool 2 tonight with the family. We're just going to gather around the big screen TV and watch it.
Yeah.
Prepare ourselves for tomorrow. So we're all caught up. You know, we need a little history on Deadpool. You know,
these are Marvel, right?
Not yes,
DC
Marvel.
Is like the
yep,
Superman.
Marvel.
And, okay. Yep. I need help.
They had a couple of meteorologists on Channel 3 early this morning that reviewed it.
Oh, they did.
And the one that's on the air early in the morning, her name is Savannah, she gave it a 5 out of 10.
Oh, that's not good.
She didn't like it at all.
Wow.
Which is what I said. I walked out in the middle, not even the middle like 45.
You didn't see that. You saw Twisters.
Or what did I say? Deadpool?
Yeah.
You said Deadpool. I meant Twisters.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Right. Sorry about that. You know, old age.
All right. Up.
Yeah. So the meteorologist, big thumbs down from all the weather people.
On Twisters.
You're right.
I am absolutely right.
You walk out of the only movie you've seen in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
6:29, we're coming back with more of the John and Gordy and Catherine and Luke Show. Just around the corner.
The John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee. Black coffee.
Coffee. They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
It is the Abandoned by Sam edition of the Family Show. Luke is helping us out this morning. Or as Luke would say it, the Saved by Luke Show edition of the Family Show.
So, both are correct.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. We're looking at it that way, I guess.
6:35, cloudy, 71 degrees, highs in the upper 70s today, and a pretty good chance for some showers and thunderstorms along the way. We'll check in with Brittany Merlot in a little while. Right now, we welcome Terry Bell, our news director of Civic Media, into the studio. Good morning,
Terry. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, we're
doing
good.
Okay.
We're good.
How are you?
Great. I have had a great weekend.
It's not a trick question.
Saw two Brewer games, which were clunkers, but it's always fun to be at the ballpark. And,
yeah.
I had a nice day yesterday. Just very.
They're having a great season.
The Brewers are. Yes. They've been kind of sputtering lately, but they're still well out in front in first place.
So. Well, I don't know. You know, you're playing outside. Did they have the dome up and keep the air conditioning on? What was the situation on the field?
The roof was open. The panels outside the outfield wall were closed.
Okay.
And so
kind of hot and muggy and miserable. It wasn't a great time. Right?
No, it was warm, but not uncomfortable.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, good. So tell us about some things that we should be looking for this week.
Three things you need to know to start out the week. Well, the virtual roll call begins for the Democratic nomination for president. Delegates are going to vote virtually, and this will be the vote that more or less really counts. There will be the delegate roll call at the convention in Chicago in a couple of weeks, but that's going to be mostly ceremonial. Mm-hmm. They really need to have a nomination wrapped up because, and this has been straightened out a bit, but because of a quirk, they needed to get a nominee declared official no later than August 7th because of getting the ballots in Ohio done in time.
Yeah.
So I'm told that situation has been straightened out, but they're still going to go ahead with this virtual vote. So, you know, times being what they are,
you can
meet virtually, you can vote virtually in this case, and so that's what the Democratic delegates are going to do. That process starts Wednesday.
So August 7th is the deadline for that.
Yes.
I mean, if they missed that deadline, what would happen?
That's a good
question. They have to run to Econo Print and get the ballots printed up, or what? I mean, what do they do?
Very unlikely scenario that happened, I guess that would mean an open convention, but not in modern day politics. Modern political parties do not like messy public internal fights.
Exactly.
They like to fall in line behind the nominee as quickly as they possibly can.
So speaking of ballots, here in Wisconsin, we have a ballot and a couple of things on ballot initiatives, ballot questions.
August. This is something that I'm sure has been talked about on a lot of civic media talk shows. I don't know how much time you guys have spent on it, but we're starting to turn our attention to it in the news department. That's a couple of referendum questions. So people know about a lot of the political races coming up in the August 13th primary, which will be here before you know it.
Right.
But there are also two referendum questions that are very important. And they both more or less have to do with the same thing, and that's who controls federal money that comes to Wisconsin. And these referendum questions were passed by the Republican-controlled legislature. They would like people to vote yes. They feel the state legislature is the correct
branch
of government.
That's right. I want to give everybody the right impression here is that it's a wrong thing to do.
Right.
It's not a right thing to do. It's wrong.
Well, and Democrats are out urging no votes on this as well. So you've got simultaneous campaigns happening for sure. And what Democrats point out is it would have tied Governor Evers' hands in terms of how to dispense federal money, during COVID recovery.
Right.
And it's a power play. And, both sides are wrestling for as much as they can get. And this is a move by Republicans to
take
some more power away
from the governor. The gerrymandered Republican legislature took as much power away from the governor as they possibly could, and the AG as well. And this is one thing they didn't take away is doling out the federal dollars. So now they want to take that away from Governor Evers, even though he did it very quickly. He gave it to small businesses. He gave all the money away that they needed to give away to sustain the economy during the COVID pandemic. And these guys, if they had control of this money, they would have conditioned it. They would have made sure that, you did this, this, and this before you got the money. Even for small businesses, it would have been all conditioned. They would have even held back some of the funding to all of this if they were in control of the federal dollars. And that's the problem with giving them the control of something in an emergency. And that's what's really, this is really about an emergency fund. And we don't want to delay that. I mean, they have delayed PFAS testing and remediation. They have allowed clinics and hospitals to go out of business in rural areas. They have done all of this by withholding funding that is necessary to keep the state running.
And that's why Democrats are urging a no vote.
Yeah.
So the second question mm-hmm. is very similar to the first question.
Yeah.
I mean, it's I don't really understand the difference between the first question and the second question.
Right. And then so the second question would ban the governor from allocating federal money except on behalf of the state without the approval of the legislature. So any money that any power that would be left with the governor would still need to be cleared with the legislature.
It's so crazy. Okay,
so they throw the governor in there.
It's one of those catch-alls, Gordy, because when they say that, as John pointed out, they didn't anticipate an emergency happening, so this wasn't a strip of power that was taken away from the governor. And so now the question number two is saying, just in case we forgot anything in question one, question two now covers it so that we get everything back into one.
Yeah. Oh, that's what they're trying to do. All right. Anything else, Terry?
Well, there are three things you need to know on Monday. So the one thing it'd be nice to know anyway, I think you need to know it if you're a good Wisconsinite. A lot of people with Wisconsin ties competing in the Summer Olympics that started on Friday, opening ceremonies anyway. So 18 natives from Wisconsin playing in the Olympics, 17 current or former UW Badger athletes. I'm sure there's some overlap there. So the precise number of natives and Badgers, tough to say. Anybody who knows me knows I'm keeping a close eye on indoor women's volleyball. Two of the greatest former Badgers of all time, Lauren Carlini and Dana Retke, are on the team. They actually grew up in the Chicago area, but they went to UW.
Really nothing more fun than watching the volleyball. I love it, too.
If you ever get a chance to go to the field house, it's one of the best nights out in sports in Wisconsin.
Fun times.
Yeah.
Well, Terry, very good. We appreciate you coming in this morning.
Of course.
And, you know,
thanks for clearing up that mess. I mean, I wasn't quite sure. I don't know where we're going to go with that.
Yeah. We'll be hearing a lot more about it, I'm sure.
All right. You keep track.
That's Terry Bell, our news director from Civic Media. Always appreciate him coming in every
Monday.
Yeah. So, you know, we were talking a little bit off air about who is going to be the vice presidential candidate running alongside Kamala Harris. You know, this is just the question that's on everybody's lips
all weekend long.
I'm watching the news every time I turn around. And they've got it down to sometimes it's a dozen candidates. Sometimes they've got it down to three candidates. I'd like to ask our listeners if they have any ideas about who she will pick. A lot of people, and I just saw a flash of a headline on CNN saying that the Democrats are honing in on somebody who is in stark contrast to J.D. Vance, the vice presidential candidate that Trump has picked. So I think they're all in stark contrast to J.D. Vance.
Well,
he stands alone.
Yes, he really does, and they're leaving him out there alone.
He can't keep his foot out of his mouth every time he says something.
He's having problems.
Crazy time.
He is.
Yeah. He's kind of like a combination of Sarah Palin and Dan Quayle in my book.
Yes, I mean, just perfect.
Totally.
Perfect analogy.
Not with it. And it seems like Trump is sort of keeping his distance, too.
That's true.
Yeah. Who do you think they're going to pick for vice president?
Asking for my opinion?
Yes, I am.
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of Pete Buttigieg.
Okay.
Ever since I learned how to say his last name, I've been able
to
say
that. So
that's
who you think they're... That's the pick, huh?
I don't think it's going to be the pick because that would be a controversial ticket. You know, you have a black female, and then you have a gay male as vice president. That would be kind of controversial. I think it's too much all at once.
Catherine?
You're looking at me.
Do you have a selection?
No, I think Pete Buttigieg would be perfect.
Yes?
Perfect.
He would.
I haven't seen him make a mistake on the air.
You know, I haven't either.
On television, in print. I haven't seen him make a stupid remark yet.
He was on Fox over the weekend. And we got to find that clip. In fact, I think I sent you that over the weekend. Yeah. And we'll have to see if we can surface
One of our topics this morning.
Okay. And there are about a dozen other possible picks out there. But, you know, if you'd like to chime in, you can text us at 608-879-8255 or just get on the Civic Media app. I'm really leaning toward the Minnesota governor. Walz?
Yeah, Tim Walz.
I think he's really, really good.
Yeah, Tim.
And
Tim has done it, you know.
Yeah.
He went out there, and every time I saw him on TV being interviewed, he had pretty much the same thing to say, but it was fantastic.
Every time.
Everything he said was right on, spot on. In fact, You know, people come up with nicknames, derogatory nicknames for, you know, their competitor. He's come up with a nice, easy way of explaining it.
Yeah.
And that is just simply calling them weird.
Weird. Yeah. And that's, you know, and catching fire.
I love that. I really love that. I included a picture, which we can't show up here, but I am going to at least present it to you because it's so fantastic. Donald Trump got very angry, and he tweeted, "I am not weird." So the simple little word "weird" by Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota
got
under his skin.
Under his skin.
I'm not weird.
I'm not weird.
Don't call me weird.
Well, I'll tell you what. Cut 133. If you could play it, this is Tim Walz. Let's listen to him here.
All right.
Pull back up that clip of Sebastian Gorka. Weird. There's nothing. That guy's central casting weird. Of like a Bond villain. And they continue to be obsessed with things. You know there's something wrong with people when they talk about freedom. Freedom to be in your bedroom. Freedom being your exam room. Freedom to tell your kids what they can read. That stuff is weird. They come across weird. They seem obsessed with this. They continue to try and tell you. And look, the thing that I find the most weird about it is they never do the things they say. I heard one time very early on, you do not need your elected officials to give you a sermon, but they should try and live one. And these guys are weird on how they frame it. They are obsessed. And I said it the other day, the He-Man Woman Haters Club, I don't know where this is coming from. And I have to tell you today here in Minnesota, joyous day. I just appointed our newest Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, Sarah Hennessy. Minnesota was the first state, and we have a majority women on the Supreme Court, and we have a woman of color.
All right, so we've heard the weird word.
He used it like 8 times in the first sentence.
Right, yeah.
And Donald Trump, of course, you know, angry about that. And
I'm not weird.
And he put it out there, I am not weird, in caps, by the way.
Jeez, so he was shouting.
What is wrong with him?
Now, we just have a minute left. Do we have time for the
Buttigieg?
No,
we don't have Buttigieg.
All right, we'll have that coming up.
Yeah,
next,
we should have his comments about all of the broken promises that Trump had. And we listed just a few, but it's an amazing thing. Again, the guy is flawless, yet he doesn't make a mistake. He is just so smooth.
And this was on Fox News
again.
It was on Fox News. They keep having him back, and he keeps,
The anchor thought she could
for
nail
the
him.
Juggler, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she thought she could kind of, you know, keep him online, but no, he wouldn't have it.
Mm-mm.
And he's very good at backtracking and knowing exactly what they said while he was talking, and he answers that question, and then he answers the one he was interrupted answering. It's great stuff. He is really a fantastic candidate. He should be president.
Well.
But he will be.
Someday.
I predict.
Yeah. Well, who will be vice president for Kamala Harris?
Or Pete Buttigieg when he runs for president.
Yeah. All right. It is 6:49, cloudy, 71 degrees. We'll have more of the John and Gordy Show coming up.
Mad Radio, WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM, broadcasting from the capital city, looking out over State Street. Cloudy this morning, but still pretty nice. Hasn't rained.
But take that umbrella with you, you know, check your windshield wipers.
Oh, the windshield wipers, make sure
that showers and thunderstorms on the way today, and it's going to be hot and humid all week long.
Remember, the whole thing here in the windshield wipers thing is my windshield wipers are so bad for so long, and they were just like ribbons, you know, every time it goes across, the ribbons would flip-flop all over the place, and they're so easy to replace.
I don't know. Well, they're so not complicated.
No, they're so not. They just slide in and slide out. It's
why haven't you done it?
Well, you know, I have. I have now, but you just never know. And now they make them different sizes. You know, the right side is a smaller size than the left side, and it's different from the back window. And just, you know, life is too confusing.
Well, that is the new chargers for your cell phone. Yes, they just keep doing it to us.
They do. Mm-hmm. They do. All right, let's get to Pete Buttigieg.
He was on Fox over the weekend.
Cut 148. We've got
all right,
and this is a fantastic I think, you know, Pete knows what to say when it comes to Trump and the broken promises that Trump has and there's a field littered with broken promises.
And what's great about this cut is that every time the anchor person tries to take it away, he jumps right in there. And right. takes his story back, and he brings back his story.
Let's go with that.
Affect them the most, whether we're talking about choice and her stance on defending a woman's right to choose versus Donald Trump, who eliminated a right to choose in this country.
Well, he sent it back to the states, to be fair.
Let's be very clear. He is proud of the fact that he demolished the national right to choose in this country, period.
But there are states that are figuring this out. I mean, there are some that are, I mean, it's nearly impossible, a 6-week ban or less. But there are others, there are states in this country that allow no restrictions up until the due date of a child.
There was a national right to choose in this country, law of the land, for 50 years, which the vast majority of Americans believe was the right thing to do. But Donald Trump made a promise when he was a candidate, one of the few promises he actually kept, by the way. You know, he didn't keep his promise of 6% economic growth. He didn't keep his promise to drain the swamp.
Well, he did have a pandemic to deal with.
But even before the pandemic, America went into a manufacturing recession, which really hurt places like where I come from in the industrial Midwest. But anyway, my point is, he broke his promise for that kind of economic growth. He broke his promise to pass an infrastructure bill, right? He said he would do that. He failed to do it. The Biden-Harris administration got it done. He even broke his promise to that January 6th mob when he said, I will be at your side when you march down to the Capitol. But he actually did keep two promises. He kept his promise to destroy the right to choose in this country, and he kept his promise on tax cuts for the rich. And if you want to know what a second Trump term would be like, I would start by looking at those rare promises that he actually managed to keep.
He did say that he wanted to get rid of Roe v. Wade, but again, send it to the states where they are
empower the states to eliminate women's access to abortion. And also, as you know, the Republican Party continues to be interested in a national abortion ban.
Which he's disavowed completely.
Yeah, he's disavowed a lot of things. I don't believe him.
You think
he lies all the time.
You think that his pledge that he would not pass a national ban is one that...
It's one that's going to go down with most of the promises that he's made and broken.
There you go.
Here you have it.
Bringing it back.
He's brilliant.
Derail him. Can't do it. The guy is smooth.
He is.
Rhodes Scholar, man.
Yeah. No,
this guy's pretty smart.
Speaks seven languages. Was in military intelligence. Went to Notre Dame.
This is what we want in a politician. That. Mm-hmm. Language. Communication
Total
skills,
command
of every single issue. He's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he would be a great pick for Kamala.
Well, one of the things that bothers me most about this, well, they brought it back to the states. Well, it wasn't a bring it back to the states thing. That wasn't it. We didn't have that. But the problem I have is that you shouldn't lose rights just by crossing a state line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem I have with is letting the states decide. That's wrong. You don't lose rights just going into a different state. This is not the way it's done, and we're all human. We're all Americans. We can go across state lines anywhere and have the same rights everywhere we go in this country. That's the way it should be. It shouldn't be a state can do this, and then all of a sudden you lose your rights. You know, in this state, they wanted to take away all the local rights that cities have. They want to put a tax in place. They can't do that. They want a sick leave. They can't do that. Their thing was make everything just level. Everybody has the same rights in the state. You can't have special this and that in other cities. So what do? They do just the opposite across the country. So now we have to watch ourselves for state rights. You know,
got a couple of texters here, John. One talking about Buttigieg when he said he lies all the time. That was not challenged by the news anchor.
Yes,
that's true.
And another one, Pete was also using weird over the weekend on his appearances.
You said that off the air too.
That weird thing is taking off.
Yeah,
that weird, and that's from Walls, right?
Yes,
Governor Walls.
Yeah, Governor
of Minnesota.
Walls.
And one more comment here. Dudes, Mark Kelly would be cheating. An astronaut, a vet, and he's got legislative history. Is that cheating? Is that what it says? Yeah. I think they're actually... That's
being sarcastic,
yeah,
yes.
They're being sarcastic.
He's too good a candidate.
Yeah, Mark Kelly is really good. Yeah, Bashar's in it. Shapiro's in it. I mean, there's still some time to decide, but they've got to get it done by August 1st, which is...
Right.
Right?
Right.
A few days from now, so...
Yeah. You know, one of the things, the big thing was that some of the Republican states were going to keep Biden off their ballot because of the late scheduling of the Democratic convention.
They're going to try.
Yeah. Well, they blustered and they went out there and said they were going to do it. And the governor says, nope, you're not going to do that. You're going to have Biden on the ballot no matter what. So I think that's why they're going to have this virtual ballot, you know, for Kamala. Mm-hmm. And have you seen the T-shirts for Kamala?
No, which ones?
It's fantastic. It's a way to pronounce her name.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a comma.
Yeah. Okay.
A comma, mm-hmm. And inside of it is a little la.
Kamala.
Kamala.
Yeah. Kamala.
Yeah. 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 Great T-shirt.
It's easy.
Really.
Yeah.
Makes that is perfect good. Sense.
That's the designers in America. We know what we're doing.
Next, in the next half hour, we're going to get to JD.
Okay.
We can't ignore what he said. And I've got one of the most incredible comments from JD you're ever going to hear. So we've got to get to that.
Okay.
You will be surprised.
I'll be shocked.
We've got that coming up. Also, Brittany Merlot, we'll check in with her after a week up at the EAA. We'll find out what's going on weather-wise this week. It is 6:58. Back with more of the John and Gordy, along with Catherine Lake and Luke Mathers show coming up.